From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The White House and Congress squared off today in the ongoing fight over U.S. attorneys. The question is whether White House officials will testify voluntarily on their terms or under subpoena on Congress's terms. This afternoon, President Bush insisted that no one on his staff had done anything improper.
We will not go along with a partisan fishing expedition aimed at honorable public servants. The initial response by Democrats unfortunately shows some appear more interested in scoring political points than in learning the facts.
Well, NPR's Ari Shapiro has been following this story, and Ari, the president said that Congress could interview its staff, that is the White House staff, in its investigation, but Congress wants more than that.
Right. Judging from the statements that the chairs of the House and Senate Judiciary Committee put out after hearing the White House's offer this afternoon, it's clear they're very dissatisfied with what White House counsel Fred Fielding proposed. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said, "Testimony should be on the record and under oath. That's the formula for true accountability." The House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers called the offer disappointing. He said he had hoped the White House would agree to a transparent process. Instead, the White House is talking about interviews that would not be under oath, that would not have transcriptions. And the Democrats and the Senate are just saying this doesn't cut the mustard with
us. So the Democrats are saying, are there any Republican complaints as well about this, or is it a complaint from the majority party?
There have been a lot of complaints so far about the way the Justice Department and the White House have handled this whole affair. And to be fair, that's something that the president has said, too. Mistakes were made. Mm-hmm. These explanations we've given were not clear. That's not satisfactory. So far, coming out of these meetings, it sounds as though the most vocal complaints about the White House's proposal are from the Democrats.
Are from the Democrats. Well, what are Congress's options? What can they do if the president says you get interviews non-sworn, no transcript?
Their big threat is the threat of a subpoena. And the House and Senate Judiciary Committees are both considering granting their chairman the authority to subpoena Karl Rove, the political counselor at the White House, Harriet Myers, who used to be the White House counsel, and other top officials. If they're granted the authority to subpoena these folks, that's just sort of an insurance policy or a threat that the chairman can waive. It's not the subpoena itself. The subpoena would be issued separately. But this week, the House and Senate Judiciary Committees are each set to vote on whether the chairman should have the authority to issue those subpoenas.
Now, you've spent the last day going through what I gather are thousands of pages of Justice Department documents that were released last night, a release which I gather the White House says shows there was nothing fishy about the dismissal of the U.S. attorneys. What do you find in the documents?
Right. Well, the Justice Department and White House both called this virtually unprecedented, more than 3,000 pages of documents. One of the interesting things about it, leafing through all these pages, is that the attorney general in these documents is really sort of like Godot. People talk about him for thousands and thousands of pages, and he never shows up. There's not a single email from him. You don't see him quoted.
But his chief of staff is one of the
people. His chief of staff is there extensively, and you see a lot of these internal deliberations. There are also hundreds and hundreds of pages of repetition, of transcripts, of testimony. There are some good nuggets in there. But Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy was absolutely dissatisfied with the documents. He held up a page of redactions that was just entirely whited out this afternoon. And he said, I would like Congress to look into how much money the Justice Department is spending on whiteout.
Yeah. Now, there's an interesting exchange there where a U.S. attorney said, if you're going to fire me for politics, please do that, because if you say it's because of my poor performance at my age, I'm not going to get another job.
Yeah, that was Margaret Chiara from Michigan, and she had a lot of really interesting back-and-forth exchanges in these emails, including the one you describe.
The Senate also voted on a bill today that would take away some emergency powers that had been granted the Attorney General about appointing U.S. attorneys under the Patriot Act.
Right. It was an overwhelming vote. Just a couple members of the Senate voted against it, and it rolled back this change to the Patriot Act that had given the Attorney General the authority to appoint interim U.S. attorneys without going through the Senate. This has now passed the Senate. If it passes the House and is signed into law, then this new power that the Attorney General had, he will lose it, and it'll go back to the old way of doing things.
The power to have put U.S. attorneys in who have not been confirmed.
Right, and with going around the Senate, yeah.
As always, NPR's Ari Shapiro, thank you very much.
You're welcome.